crew. You find yourself at the bottom of the boat, back to where it all first started, preparing the crates that you destroyed only a day and a half before. You are now underneath the charge of the rabbit, whatever his name may be, and you begin to reflect on the events that happened only a day and a half before. What happened in those final moments?
I saw the captain approaching with his box, and there was a lot of thought going through my head, of thoughts of how I got here, and thoughts of what will happen if I don't make this roll, and thoughts of what will happen if I make this roll, and just the uncertainty of it all causing a lot of stirring deep down in my gut. I reach out, I grab the dodecahedron from the captain, roll it around in my hand a little bit, just staring at all the different numbers, taking one final deep breath and throwing it across the deck to see what my fate will be.
The dice falls out of your hands and bounces on the wood once, twice. It slowly begins to roll towards Jean's foot. Slams against his big rabbit toe and teeters back and forth a little bit, kind of like a Pokemon that's getting ready to be caught in a Pokeball. Then it stops. The number landing on a 15.
Part of the crew, then.
Aye. I guess it does. This is good news. It means we no longer have to travel to Linguina. We'll be changing course.
So, does that mean I get untied now?
Jean, he's your charge. Do with him as you wish.
Well, do I need to leave you tied up, or will you be peaceable?
I'll be peaceable for the time being.
Fair enough. So I'll nod over to Lucas, who's got a cleaver, tell him to cut him free.
Cut him free.
As he cuts you free, your thoughts slowly fade back into the room in which you're repairing orange crates. How do you actually go about doing that?
I am trying to find all the pieces that I can find. Basically trying to place them back together like a puzzle, each side one at a time. And using the hilt of my hand axe as a makeshift hammer to try and get them to stick together with any kind of nails that I can find.
Did you all let him keep his weapons?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some nails. They're a little rusty, but they seem formidable.
I've never had to repair something like this in my life, so the swing's maybe going a little wild, but I think I did a good job.
Make a survival check.
21.
Yeah, you're impressed. You're impressed with your own work. I mean, as you get that final nail in, John walks into the room.
All right. That's your first task done. Need to clean up all this scat off the floor. I don't want to be stepping in anything.
Yes.
Roll a perception check.
That is a 15.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of a brown stain in the bottom of the Paragon's foot.
So I grab one of the oranges, walk over to him, and start using the peel to wipe off his foot. I hear citrus helps get this out. And it smells good, too.
Jean is very perturbed, but he allows the turtle to wash his feet with orange juice.
So I scrub until there's no evidence left on the bottom of his foot, and then turn around and head back towards the crate.
Jean, what about you?
I go back to the above deck and just, you know, chill.
All right, yeah, you get above deck. It's a nice sunny day. There's seagulls flying in the sky. There's a smell coming from the kitchen. Lucas, is there a smell coming from the kitchen?
There is. I need to cook more food now that there's one more mouth to feed, so I'm busy at work in the kitchen cleaning up after the stowaway got into the fridge and making meals.
While I am repairing the crate, I'm going to also be looking out for my ring.
Yeah, roll perception check.
3.
3? Yeah, that ring is not where you thought it was.
Oh, I really need to find that ring. Just going to keep kind of searching around the room. Maybe the explosion threw it across. Are there any kind of windows or anything in here, or is it like a solid room?
Yeah, it's pretty much just a solid room. It's a good place where you can store things, but it's also a good place where rats will make their nests.
I will try and find a rat's nest to see if maybe it was stowed in one of those.
Okay. Roll me a investigation check.
5.
Now you're digging around this rat's nest and no ring in that rat's nest. But you hear a squeak behind you. Turn around and you see a rat that seems surprised and upset that you're destroying his home. But he's also got a nice ring on his tail. Squeaks and starts off down the hall.
I jump up and immediately start running after him, trying to dive on top of this rat.
John, how are you relaxing on the
deck? I'm assuming the captain is steering the ship. You know, he's at the helm.
Yeah.
Routinely, pretty much every single day, I try and, like, just edge closer and closer to him and then, like, put my hand on the wheel and then, like, just kind of shove him out of the way.
Your regular thing, you come up and you slap him on the wrist to try to push him out of the way, and he slaps your wrist like usual and pushes you back and steering the ship.
Yeah, slap him back again and just kind of like put my hand on the wheel and
he allows it for a second and he makes a hard right on the wheel and the whole ship turns. As that ship turns, see the rat at the end of the hallway, crew, make your dexterity check.
Why a dex? A 2.
You dive out onto the deck and the whole ship is turning at this point, making a hard right. As they would say, turn to port?
Yeah.
Hard turn to port. And you see this rat just kind of squeak and it starts rolling towards the edge of the boat. You as well start rolling behind it as well, following as a big thump, thump, thump. John, you look down and there's a giant turtle just rolling on the floor, the base of the boat here. Your captain's making an obvious just hard turn to port. You're getting thrown. Roll me a dexterity check.
I'm very good at those.
Lucas, why don't you roll me one as well?
15.
Yeah, you're a little more balanced than we thought. You're kind of keeping your ground a little bit as he's turning that ship real hard. Lucas?
19,
yeah. Surprisingly, you've never experienced something like this in your travels while you're cooking, but you're able to keep everything in your kitchen well-balanced and not turning over.
The captain turns and looks at you, John, and he goes, "We're changing course. I've got the helm. You don't need to worry about it."
Fair enough. And he'll just, John will head back to the back of the ship and just kind of watch the sea as it drifts behind them.
Crew, make me another dexterity check.
Be a 14?
14, okay, yeah, you're able to get off of your back. Make a perception check.
6.
That rat is gone. It was your ring.
I throw a little bit of a temper tantrum and kick whatever is closest to me and storm back down into the storage area.
All right, yeah, you head back down. It's pretty peaceful, pretty quiet.
That rat never seems to come back to that room. What are you making for lunch that day, Lucas?
So we're going to start with an onion soup. Get rid of these old onions. Get off all the rotten pieces that I can and throw the rest in. Serve that up. And I guess we have vegetarians on board and the captain being a meat eater.
Yes, he likes meat.
So we have a mixture of foods, which I'm fully on board for making all these different types of things. And we do a bean stew for the turtle and for the rabbit, and then a giant steak for the captain.
Things seem to go prepared well. Roll me a survival check. Your cooking skill. Give a cooking check with your feet.
I didn't take a feat, but I've got cooking like tools.
Okay.
Can I add my proficiency because I have the?
I'll give you your proficiency.
9.
It is not bad. The open sea flames. I know that you're not very familiar with it. Is not the worst you've ever made, but you're definitely not satisfied.
And I am just angry at myself that I made such poor food, but I'm going to strive to do better, and I apologize as I put the food down, as well as everybody, and say that this will be better.
Oh, yeah. Lunchtime rolls around, and the captain walks in, and he sees the steak, and he sits down next to it, and he goes, oh, this is mine, right?
Go right ahead.
Your cooking's getting better and better every day. You better be keeping an eye on that turtle, though. He might get back in your fridge.
Yes, sir.
Brew and John, do you guys come to lunch?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And as the captain makes that comment, I just kind of give him a death stare across the table and then go back to eating my food.
Not satisfied with your food?
It needs a little salt.
You hear a gasp come from Lucas.
This is fancy cooking. You might offend the cook if you keep talking like that.
I just tell it how it is.
John, you sure you don't want any of the steak?
Sure. Why don't you give me your portion?
No.
Oh.
Eat your meat. Eat your strength.
I'll stick to my beans then if you're not willing to give me what's rightfully mine.
Excuse me? Rightfully yours?
I bought the food, didn't I? Kept the inventory, made sure that you had your steaks.
Ah. Lucas, give the man some meat. Pushes the bowl of beans and knocks them on the ground.
And I look at Jean and I'm like, you eat meat? And I have my little notebook out.
From time to time, yes.
Okay. And I run into the kitchen and I whip something out very quickly. I bring a smaller steak this time.
Okay, go ahead and roll a survival check with the steak. Proficiency.
Oh, natural 1.
This is the spoiled bit that he had cut off the original steak.
Yeah, it's still cooked. It's just not.
Very tough.
Very tough, yeah.
I've got big rabbit teeth. I don't even notice.
That's right. You're trying to prove you can hang with the carnivores. I've changed our course today.
Where are we headed?
Well, now that we've got four members of the crew, I think it's time we head to Federcall. Go ahead and roll a history check, John.
4.
4. Ah. It sounds kind of familiar. I feel like the captain's talked about it before. And he's looking at you as if he's told you this story before. But there's some value behind this word.
Okay. You said it was Federcall?
No.
Federcall. Okay.
Yes, if you were to spell it, it would be F-E-A-D-R-C-A-L.
And what is our purpose in Federcall?
Don't you remember?
Last I heard, we were going to Laguna to get more crewmates.
Yes. Now we've got a new crewmate, thanks to the young Tortle over there. Hello, Tortle.
I just kind of give him a glance and go back to my food.
We acquired the young cook not too long ago. Hello, Lucas.
Hello.
I figured it was time to go and collect some treasures. There's a few things that I need to grab from Federcall.
I can get behind acquiring some treasure. What are we after?
Well, really just a map. But not any old map. One that leads us to the, it'll lead us to the terrarium.
My pirate excursions have been based on killing other people and taking their stuff, not going to islands in search of items.
Is that anything that I would have heard of or picked up hanging out in the port town?
Possibly. Yeah, go ahead and make a roll. History roll.
16.
So, crew, you know that the terrarium is a place of myth and legend that pirates and sailors talk about when they're really drunk. The story goes that you need a map to be able to get there, and otherwise the place is just impossible to find. However, if you do go, people always talk about the treasures and mystical, magical items that they come back with.
Okay. Is there anything that I know about that map? Like, is it supposed to be something that nobody's seen for centuries type thing, or?
Yeah, the you know that the map is something that you've heard different pirates talk about having had in their possession at one point and then lost at different times.
Okay.
However, anyone you talk to doesn't sound like they had the map on their boat yesterday or anything like that. It always seems like this map is cursed or something like that, that once they have it in their possession, it disappears on them.
You know that map is a myth, right?
What makes you say that?
No, but nobody's seen it in decades, if even then. I mean, I hear things.
You hear things?
Yes. My past line of work led me to hear things.
What was your past line?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let's just say I'm a procurer of fine goods.
So you're a treasure hunter as well?
To put it simply, yes.
So then finding this map shouldn't be too hard for you to do. Besides, a good friend of mine told me that Terrarium's map was last seen on this island. I have it on good faith that he's speaking the truth.
Whatever, you're a loss. I just go back to eating my food.
John is staring down Nadar. And he's going to growl underneath his breath and say, are you taking us on a wild goose chase? I am here to pay off a debt, and I cannot pay off that debt with myths and legends.
I assure you, John, this is not myth or legend. And at any rate, the island we're going to is filled with goblins and kobold. Steal from them if you like.
We need something more substantial than trinkets to make up what I owe. I will allow us to go on this venture. But if
it does... Allow! As if you drive this boat!
I am here out of respect for the one I owe a debt to. I would have no problem pleading with her to find another captain. If this doesn't prove fruitful, you may find yourself out of a quartermaster.
If this proves fruitful, I'll write to her myself and tell her that you died at sea. Then you'd be free from your debt and wouldn't have to worry about paying it at all.
As wonderful as that may seem, unfortunately, she is at the same court as the woman I love, and it would break her heart to hear that I have died. So, unfortunately, it may be in my best interest to go about this whole piracy business as honestly as I can.
To get you a mask. Procure of items, you could get him a mask. Could you not?
It would take more than a mask to hide that.
He does make a good point. There aren't many of us in court.
Oh, it's a treasure hunt, boys. Be excited. Look, Lucas is excited. Aren't you excited, Lucas?
Through this whole time, I was just kind of staring at the table and trying not to pay attention. And I look up and I... Yeah, yeah.
See? Be more like Lucas. He's excited.
If this was an actual treasure hunt, I would be excited. The fact that we're tracing a myth does not excite me.
Well, here's a life lesson for you. You don't die a legend... You just die a myth.
I'm excited to see a new location.
That's the spirit, Lucas. Cole, wash the dishes.
I stand up and start just grabbing the plates off the table, not even caring if they're done eating or not.
Is there any of the captain's steak left?
There is about 3 ounces left.
As Bull is walking by with his plate, I'm going to grab it and just start chomping on it.
Sounds perfect. It's much better than what Lucas handed you.
Figures.
I'd take the plates and head into the kitchen to start scrubbing them.
Hey everyone, this is Stolen Soul. I play Crew, aka Bull, in the Fates. We just wanted to take a second to say thank you for your support, and we really hope you are enjoying our podcast. If you could just take a moment to review, rate, and follow us on whichever podcasting app you're using, we would really appreciate it. Your reviews could really help drive new listeners to us and help our amazing community to continue to grow. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and the little bell so you don't miss out on our next crazy installment. And are you looking for entertainment between episodes? Well, our very own Dungeon Master, Jason Sketch, streams on Twitch. He's a variety streamer and puts out tons of great content. Lately, he's been spending time on Animal Crossing New Horizon, building and designing vacation homes for the villagers. And who knows, if you roll high enough on your perception check, you might just catch me there telling him that chair really does not go with that rug. Again, thank you for your support. It really does mean the world to us. And now, let's find out what crazy pirate shenanigans are going to be happening next.
The night is relatively quiet. First rises the blue moon. the shattered one. It was not always this way, but about 20 years ago, it changed, and it looked as if this moon had been obliterated and shattered into several pieces. It eventually sets, and the white full moon rises, clean and bright in the sky. It eventually sets as well, leaving darkness and stars for about 45 minutes to an hour. When the blood red moon rises, looking like a bloody thumbnail in the sky. Who took watch?
Well, before I answer that, how many days travel is it going to take to get to where we're going?
It's going to take about 3 days travel.
And I not take the first night.
I mean, Zhang would take the wheel as soon as the captain relents of it. So if that's, that probably, he'd be taking first watch every night.
Okay. Are you going to take all night, or would you make somebody else finish it up?
I mean, no, he needs his sleep, so he'll... I mean, I would assume, because of the situation, like, he could cover the first two watches, and then either Lucas or Bull would cover the third watch until the captain gets up, and then Zhang would just sleep in, essentially, to get his full 8 hours. I'd assume that's what we would have, something like that set up so that we could continue sailing through the night. We wouldn't just drop anchor wherever we were.
So on the next day, I am going to continue trying to find the rat with my ring. Do I see it?
Yeah, make a perception check for me.
9.
Yeah, you go down to where you saw that rat yesterday, and it doesn't seem to be there. Still early enough in the morning, you wander on up to the dining area, and you find some evidence of rat droppings. But other than that, nothing really indicates that your ring is around.
Lucas, and I point towards the droppings. That's not very sanitary.
It's only on the floor. And then I kind of just kick it away.
Yeah, okay. Turn around and head towards the top side. And I walk up to Jean and be like, may want to skip lunch today.
Why is that?
Let's just say there may be extra seasoning in the food.
I appreciate the warning.
By the way, I'll take one of the watches tonight.
You can have the third shift after I go to bed.
Sounds good to me. Then I turn around and head back towards the storage to finish doing any kind of cleaning or whatever is left over to do.
Lucas. Only a D100.
Oof. 81.
Ooh, okay. This should make for an interesting random encounter. So you're looking out the window while you're cooking, and you see a ship off in the distance. On its sails, you see a large logo of a giant eagle. It's blue in color. In its left claw, it's holding a crest that looks like a bright sun. And in its right claw, it's holding a musket. It's kind of a funny-looking image because the eagle is wearing a button-down shirt and a naval cap. But you know this to be the logo of the Navy. What do you do?
And is this when crew's on watch?
This is right after lunch.
Oh.
You're cleaning up or getting ready for dinner.
So I drop the eggs that I'm trying to poach on the counter, and then I run out and I start shouting, "Ship, ship, ship!"
The captain looks down from the helm and he kind of stares at you for a second, Lucas. He goes, "What are you talking about?"
Not noticing the ship yet. According to his role,
do I happen to catch sight of it now that I'm topside again?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
That'd be a nat one.
No, you don't see a boat anywhere.
Seagull flies over and poops in my eye.
I'm assuming I'm asleep. I've been taking the night shift, and I was told not to eat lunch, so I just slept in a little bit later.
All right. What are you on about? Captain yells as you yelling ship.
I run over to him and grab him by the chin and point his face in the direction of the ship, and I point at it.
You meant that ship. That's not going to be good. Do you see anywhere we can hide our ship?
We can't hide the boat.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. Roll a perception check for me, Lucas.
Natural one.
You're right. Here you're in the open ocean. There's nothing around. Go. Hurry. Go get John.
Okay. And I run down to John's room. Start pounding on the door. John!
What is it?
There's a ship.
A ship? What? Pirates?
Another ship. A Navy ship. With a eagle banner.
We aren't flying any flags, are we? We aren't under any banner?
Are we flying any flags?
Good question. One of y'all roll me a d20. Odds we're not, evens we are.
Who's doing it?
I get
quartermaster. Yeah.
12. What did we say were evens?
Odds we're not, evens we are. You are flying your flags. Yeah, it was. Told crew to air them out the day before, and so now they are being flown.
So, crew notices this and runs over. I'm assuming they're up the mast, so he runs over and tries to start pulling them down as fast as he can.
Roll me a dexterity check.
Fucking dexterity! 11?
Well, yeah, you struggle with it, but you're able to start pulling the flags down. Oh, good idea. Captain starts yelling at you. Do you see anywhere we can hide the ship?
So John gets up out of bed, looks at Lucas and says, go find out if we're flying any banners. Take them out if we are. I'm going down into the hold to secure our goods. I'll be up in a minute.
You want me to take out the Navy ship?
No, don't do anything to it. As long as we look like a simple merchant vessel, they shouldn't bother us.
Okay, and then I run up and see crew struggling with the flag, so I go and help him.
All right, yeah. Roll a d10.
10.
You run over there and... Rue, it's amazing. This cook suddenly just like has magic hands and starts helping you out. And it's fantastic how quickly he's able to get that flag down.
After, do we think the Navy spotted the flags while they were up? Do we see anybody on their ship that looks like they were watching us or anything like that?
Roll a perception check.
13?
The 13, no, it doesn't look like anybody was paying attention or looking at your ship. Looks like you got lucky and you noticed them first.
As soon as the flags are down, I'm going to sprint as fast as I can towards the hole so that I'm not up top.
Okay. As soon as crew gets in the hole, Lucas, turn your look and ship starts turning your direction. I said, this captain just yells, "Are you sure you don't see anywhere we can hide the ship?"
So I'll scan the horizon for any kind of island or anything.
Yeah. Roll a perception.
Also, how close is the ship to us? Is it like right on top of us, or is it like a good ways off?
It's a good ways off. It's think of like Pirates of the Caribbean. First ship they always pointed out, and it's not like right there, but you know that
you can see it on the horizon type thing. Okay,
get on the horizon, yeah. So you know that at least it can see you if people are looking your direction, but they may not be able to. You're not flying your colors like they are. They're putting their banner all over the sail, so people know exactly who they are. It definitely looks like the way it's built with the blue striped lines and everything going on around it.
14.
Oh yeah. You look out in the ocean and you see like a large boulder in the water.
Is like a rock formation or something? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it looks like a large kind of like a rock formation that could be an island if you go above it, but it looks like there's a hole. It looks literally just like a large rock in the middle of the ocean, but definitely you got a hole. It looks like potentially your small keelboat probably slide into.
I point out of it the rock, and I note to the captain, "Over there! Over there!"
Oh, yes, good idea. And he starts turning a little hard port and starts heading towards that hole. John, what do you find when you go down low?
Yeah, so John is down in the hold. We picked up some sugar in Fortune that wasn't taxed, so it was kind of on the cheap. Didn't have the official government stamp on it that it was allowed to be sold. And so he's putting it behind the gunpowder barrels that we have for our cannon, and putting the cannonballs in front of it as well, so that hopefully if all they do is just do a cursory glance of our inventory, they shouldn't think it out of place. And then I'm gonna run back up to the top deck.
Oh, a good health check right for that.
Oh good, I'm proficient. 11.
Yeah, it takes you a little more time than you'd like, but you definitely get a good way to cover it. I think you did a pretty good job anyway. Running out into the deck, you see that you're heading towards a cave. Crew's not on the deck.
Where's crew?
Sorry, Bull. Bull's not on
Bull,
the deck.
Where's Bull? Lucas? Nadar? Where's Bull?
What? I don't know. What did you do with him? He's your charge.
I was asleep. I was asleep. I don't know.
He was pulling down the flag a minute ago. Lucas?
And I kind of hold my hands up. He's so quick for a turtle.
We'll find him in a minute. I'm sure he's fine.
Has anyone asked if he has problems with the law?
Does he have problems with the law?
I swear, if that turtle gets us killed.
since we're up in, getting into the cave, is the ship is going to fit snugly.
Ship is snugly. Like, it's going to be tight. You're not sure how you're going to get it to back out, but it's going in.
Is there an end to the cave, or does it just keep going?
You just kind of keep going for a little bit.
I don't have a... I'm looking in my inventory. I don't have a spyglass, but if the captain does, I'm going to try and take it off of off of him. And
yeah, he does. He usually keeps it rested on the mast right in front of the...
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to pick that up and just look through to look at the ship and see what I notice about it. See if I notice anything.
Awesome. While you're doing that, let's do a group stealth check.
That would be a 9.
3.
19.
And with the captain's roll, that is a 9.5 average. You pull a spyglass out, and you point it towards that boat, and you see that it's turning and starting to head towards your direction.
What?
I lied. That ship is not turning your direction. It's turning the opposite direction as you're sliding in to the cave.
I think it worked. Who's got the map? Mark this spot down. We might need it again later.
And I thought you were navigator.
I'm the quartermaster.
He pulls a map out of his pocket.
Hands to me.
Yes. I'm trying to steer in this very tight spot.
Well, I don't know anything about navigation. That's why I'm the quartermaster. I'm a people person.
See if the turtle knows anything about it. Where's Bull?
Bull. We've been through this already. He's hiding.
You find yourselves traveling down this tunnel. It's a gray in color rock formation. The water is calm. Who has dark vision?
Not it.
Not me.
I do not.
No one.
Gonna check and see if I do.
Dragonborns don't typically.
Crap. Well, then you guys hear in your minds the voice of the captain. It kind of intercedes each of your brains like Jean Grey off of X-Men talking to Cyclops or Wolverine. He says, "Somebody light a torch." And right about the time that you hear that, you bump into something.
Don is going to pull the sails down so that hopefully we should slow down, if not come to a stop. Soonish.
All right. You pull the sails down. Roll me a perception check.
I think that's an 18. 18.
As you're finishing adjusting the sails and using the rope to kind of pull them up and get them set, you notice a small furry something run around your feet and dart off quickly.
There's something in this cave. Something alive. Pull out my rapier.
It looks about the size of a rat.
Yeah, just leave it be, pull out my rapier, and stab at the next thing that comes at me.
Awesome. While Jean's doing that, is anyone grabbing torches?
I assume I know where they're stored, and I guess I cast Sacred Flame to...
Roll a natural... Roll 20. Roll d20. 3d20.
11.
11. Odds you do. Odds are that
you all right.
Where the torches are.
So I light them with my sacred flame and have two torches in both hands, and I'm waving them around to try and see if we're going to hit anything.
You're kind of just waving them as if like an airport versus flagging down an airplane.
Yeah, yeah. And then a little to the left, a little to the right.
Seems to be working perfect. The captain yells down, I can't see quite right in front of us, but you point towards the right, I'll move more towards the right. You point towards the left, I'll move more towards the left. And you point straight, I'll move straight, keeps moving straight ahead. Got that, Lucas?
All right, Captain.
You want to roll for how good you give directions?
Yeah.
Let's do survival.
Oh, dirty 20.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. John, you're pretty impressed with your cook's ability to navigate, direct the cat with torchlight. The cave you're in is crystalline. Almost just like the outside was like a hard gray color, but inside it almost looks like glassy. Crew, what do you?
So Crew is actually hiding in Lucas's room, kind of watching us ping pong off of the rock around us as we were coming in. But as it's getting darker and darker, he's gonna try and start trying to find his way back up topside. Thinks that we're probably hidden enough now. He comes back up topside. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, you see the human cook. He is flagging the torches forward and in different directions that kind of point out ahead of you. Crystalline nature around you, and John is walking around the boat with his rapier out.
There's something in this cave, and we're escaping from a Navy ship.
I saw the Navy ship, but this cave is just weird. I'm going to walk over to Lucas and grab one of the torches and start like pointing it down at the deck to see if I see anything that John was talking about.
Full perception check.
15.
You look forward and there's a crack in the mast. Sticking out of that mast is a small rat's nose holding your ring between its teeth.
That little son of a... I'm going to like try and... like, is the crack like up high on the mast or is it down low? Where is it at?
It's right at the base of against the deck.
Okay. And I'm going to jump towards it.
Make me a attack roll.
21.
Nice.
Okay. 21. Awesome. John, you watch as your turtle grabs a torch from Lucas and he spins around and starts looking for whatever you were talking about on the boat. And suddenly he drops it and dives towards the mast, slamming his head heavily against it. Not a moment later, before you can even ask him a question, he's holding a rat in his hands.
And I'm going to try and slide a hand pull off the rat without anybody noticing it there.
Roll your sleight of hand.
15?
15. Does anybody want to go against that to see if they can see this action happen?
I'm not paying attention.
No, I just look at him. I say, is that a rat? Thought I asked you to kill all of those already.
What do you think I'm doing? Well, they multiply better, more than rabbits do.
That's a sore subject with me.
18 for a bite. Bites your
that
hand.
Hits.
For 3 points of bite damage.
I'm assuming I took a long rest at some point during all this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fall unconscious.
So I'm going to... I'm holding him by the tail, so I'm going to just, like, slam him against the mast.
Yeah. Roll an attack roll.
Can we do a cool combo where as he is slamming him, I stab him with a rapier to pin him to the mast?
You try. Roll me an attack roll.
I got a 22.
Okay. Rat slams against 18. The mast. Yeah. That rapier goes right through the eyeballs. I don't want to do this.
I think just like that, he slams
it. Just like as soon as it hits the mast, the rapier comes in and basically pins the rat's head to the mast. I turn to Lucas. There's dinner.
And I'm still like flagging through the.
You hear the. Of the short sword or the rapier behind you, Lucas, and right when you do, it looks like the cave just it opens up. You're at the back of the cave, but there's definitely room to turn around in here. There's a awful, awful smell immediately there.
Ugh. Do you guys smell that?
What is that?
Undo.
Do I recognize the smell at all?
Oh yeah, for sure. This large room lights up with your torches, and on the edges you see just bones and dead flesh just rotting and smelling and stinking and whatever else it does, just scattered along the edges.
I think we need to turn around.
I agree with that.
However, in the middle of this room, there is a small island. And on that island is a large egg.
I want that egg.
What do you see up there?
Something that I can use to make a new recipe.
If it smells that bad, I'm not sure we want it.
Yes.
And I kind of look around. I don't think it's the egg making that smell. I think it's this, and I kind of point to all the carcasses that are around.
Roll a perception check for me, everybody.
7.
14.
22.
Lucas and crew, as you're looking out onto this area, kind of surveying and seeing what's around you, you begin to notice the water begin to slosh and move and slither. Very similarly to the creature that was in the trash pit on the Death Star. This large snake-like creature begins to swerve towards your boat, and a blue fin sticks up from behind it. A blue fin that blends and turns a little red at the tip. And it begins swimming your direction.
I want that egg!